Gays Radio with your family. I'm Hendrik and I'm here in Cape Town. And today we have a very interesting chat. And this is about young people who come out as gay and the experience their parents go through, what they go through and how they learn the, or how they get the information that they need to live a healthy, happy life. So we're going to talk about teen gays today. And with me in the studio to help me to talk about this is Melanie. Melanie, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. So we're going to talk today about something called Teen Pride Mixer.
Yes.
Yeah. And are you organizing that?
I am.
Okay. So just give us a little brief overview of what it is so we can get into the thick of things in a moment.
So this is a mixer. It's a social event for gay teens to come and meet each other and to mingle and socialize and really just get to know their peers, hopefully find their tribe and have some fun for a couple of hours.
And hopefully for the parents also to find each other.
For the parents as well. It has been put out as every teen must please be accompanied by a parent or a guardian. And that's really just from a safety perspective. But I also am hoping for this to be an opportunity for parents to get to know each other, to network, and to also find a support system for each other as parents.
Indeed, because as much as the young people need to be empowered, we need to empower the parents with the information.
Absolutely.
As well, so that they can help. And so this is a wonderful thing you're doing, and this is coming up here at the end of August in Cape Town. So what we're going to do today is we're going to chat a little bit about the experience of a parent who has a child that comes out as gay at a young age, how you deal with that, what happens to them at school, even is there anything in the curriculum that covers them, how do their peers react to that, how do they socialize? That's a very interesting question. Eh? And I think you've got the answer here, and a very interesting one. So we'll chat about that in a moment and give you all the details about the event. So that's all coming up right here on Gay Israel Radio with your family. Please keep listening. We've got some great music now, and then we'll continue our chat with Melanie. I'm Hendrik for Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Gay SA Radio is an online radio station and we stream through the internet. And many people say, but what about my data? Well, it only takes 30 megabytes per hour to listen to Gay SA Radio. Now compare that to YouTube or Facebook and you will know Gay SA Radio is affordable. Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Gay SA Radio, where you are family. I'm Hendrik here in Cape Town, and with me in the studio, we have Melanie. Now, Melanie is organizing a teen pride mixer here in Cape Town because her child just came out as gay recently, and this is what a supportive mother does. She helps, and she organizes, and she gets things done. So tell me about your child coming out.
So he started grade 8, his first year at high school. He's 14 years old, and at the beginning of the school year, he just very casually came out to myself and to his dad. It was a very relaxed, easy conversation. It was in our family and amongst our friends. It's actually been a very positive experience. Mm-hmm. And so far, things have been in the family and friend circle. It's been good. It really, for us, Hendrik, was a non-event.
Yeah.
It wasn't something we spent an excessive amount of time thinking about or worrying about. He is still my child. He always will be. He's exactly the same person. He's kind and he's thoughtful and he's funny. And being gay doesn't change any of that.
Why do you think some parents have this massive, huge reaction against such news?
I think it's fear. And fear of anything that is different mm-hmm. from what the world has been constructed for. And it's just a lack of awareness and education, self-education.
So you say it's been a non-event. Are there other family members that are also gay? Or
yes. Mm-hmm. My cousin, my son's godfather, is gay. And I have many gay friends.
Mm. So did you have an inkling before the time? Because many mothers said, yeah, by the time it came out, I knew.
I didn't. I had no inkling mm-hmm. because it's not something I thought about one way or the other. For me, in an ideal world, it would have been wonderful if my son didn't ever have to come out and say he's gay. It would have been perfect for me if he could just bring someone home and introduce this person as, this is my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think that's a sentiment one shares. But practically, a child would need some guidance because obviously, you know, if you work with a boy who's in with a girl and, you know, you talk with them about it and you go on that journey with them, and it's a different journey for a same-sex attracted person.
Look, I mean, in terms of sex and where he will go eventually, the conversation for me is exactly the same. It's about safe sex, practicing safe sex, and having age-appropriate conversations about it.
So how do you do that? How do you make sure that you know what's going on in his life so that you can also help him at the right time with the right info?
I had reached out initially to Triangle Project for some guidance. There is a wonderful head of pastoral care at my son's school. He's been really helpful with guidance as well. And I have reached out to my gay friends and family.
But, I mean, obviously it's also got to do with having an open relationship with your child and knowing what's going on in their lives, eh?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And so many parents these days don't.
Which is really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just about constant talking. You have to talk all the time. And teenagers are, they can be weird. They don't share a lot. Mm-hmm. And so it's asking about things and asking the right questions and probing. And I know in my teenager's case, unless I ask very specific questions, I don't get answers. So I know I've learned how to frame the question properly in order for me to get the feedback that I want.
Okay. Now, you also said he just started high school.
Yes.
So I'm sure there's a lot happening in school. We're going to get into all of that in just a moment. We're going to have a musical break here for a moment. And then we're going to continue our chat with Melanie here on A Gay Essay Radio. And we're chatting about teens and coming out and how do you support children that are same-sex attracted or within the spectrum. So that's all coming up right here on Gay Essay Radio, where you are family. Keep listening.
Hello, darlings. This is your Queen of the Skies, Kathy Specific here. For the first time in history, an all-gay vacation hits the shores of Africa. Proudly brought to you by AfriGay. Join myself and the seductively saucy trolley dollies as we take you to the beautiful island of Mauritius to experience magnificent sun, sea and surf, a few decadent parties and the chance to make fabulous friends from all over the world. This unique event will be hosted by South Africa's aviation goddesses and your tantalizingly tempting poster girls for travel. For more information, buckle up, bitches, and book your spot at gaysayradio.co.za.
Gay Essay Radio, where you are, family. I'm Hendrik here in Cape Town, and we're talking about children coming out, young people coming out, and how do parents support them, and how do they react to it? And I've got Melanie here with me, and we've been having a great chat so far. So, Melanie, school now, I mean, school is a harsh place, isn't it, for a child anyway, and for a child that might be slightly different, even harder.
It has. First of all, first year of high school is a scary place, and making friends, finding friends in a new environment is difficult. And then being different has been another challenge for my son. You know, homophobia is not going anywhere, unfortunately. And there have been bullying incidents at school with my son. There have been many unhappy days. And it's hard as a mum to see your child come home in floods of tears and really unhappy.
Mm.
So there has been that.
I was saying earlier about the curriculum, and there's nothing really that I know about that addresses this at all in the curriculum. And therefore, one can kind of understand if people don't have the information, and you said earlier they're fearful that they would react in a negative way. So surely there should be a responsibility on the Department of Education to do something about this.
There really should be. It's something that we have spoken about as a family and with my friends for a while now. We don't understand why it's not there. It's something that I wish I could drive more, but I've had to limit it to what I'm able to do in my personal capacity, and that was speaking to the school that my child attends and to the head of life orientation and pastoral care, and getting that person at school on board with how we would like to see things done differently and changes that we would like implemented to make the school a more safe and welcoming space mm-hmm. for our child and for other gay kids at the school.
You said to me before we started the interview that the school has a Pride Week now.
They, at the end of the previous term, this with the head of pastoral care at the school and the gay community at the school, they ran a Pride Week. And the learners at the school put together a lovely video, which they uploaded to YouTube, mm-hmm. Where the kids interviewed each other on how it feels to be different. Their experiences, positive and negative, how the bullying makes them feel, and how the learners themselves would like to see a change. And we had mostly positive feedback from that. And I think it's safe to say that for my child, things have improved a little bit at school. He's feeling more comfortable. He's not feeling as vulnerable as he was previously. And he's certainly a lot happier most days to go there.
Well, that's a big part of high school. I remember I was in tears most of it anyway. And, you know, in my day, there was nothing like this. You were so under the radar. There was no way you could come out in any way to anybody. It was illegal. So, I mean, in some ways, I think we're very blessed at this point in time in this country that we can have these conversations and go, government, I think you should actually
do something about this.
Yeah. Same. And maybe we should find a way to get other people who know how to do this to get to actually kick their asses and get them to do it.
I'm there for it. I'll show up for it.
Cool. So my other question is about how does a parent know or which information and where the information is and what to give at what time to a child? And that's something I'd want to chat with you in just a moment. But we're going to take a little musical break now and come back to this conversation. We're talking about teens, gay teens coming out, parents of gay teens, and how do you support them? And that's a conversation we don't actually have very often here on this channel, and something we should chat more about is parents of gay kids and allies. But anyway, we're getting back to that in just a moment. I'm Hendrik here for Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Keep streaming Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Gay SA Radio, where you are family. I'm Hendrik here in Cape Town, and we're chatting about gay teens. Melanie, we've been chatting about school and supporting a child who comes out as gay. Where do you get the information to share and to go like, here, my child, this is what you need to know at this point?
Well, my first contact was with the school, with social workers at the school. So I got a lot of guidance there. I got a lot of guidance from family members, straight and gay, mm-hmm. friends who are gay, and lots of online research from various Pride organizations and from Triangle Project as well.
Okay. But it seems to me that you've had contact with the gay community before. It's not like you lived in isolation.
Absolutely not. Mm. It's the loveliest, most welcoming, kindest, thoughtful community. And it's been almost home to me for a long time.
Mm. Because I think that also shows me your reaction. You know, it's based on I have experience of this from before. It's not brand new and I've never heard this. And it's against my religion and all that nonsense that people come up with.
I tell you, my parents are in their 70s. And my parents have, of their age, have openly gay friends. And so my mum and my dad would have their gay friends over for a little opskop now and again.
Yes.
So in my family, fortunately, it's nothing that's ever been frowned upon. It's not unusual. It's not other.
Oh, that's really great. So that means you can support, all the whole family can support.
Yes.
And that means the child will come out great at the end.
Yeah. my parents, my son's grandparents are very, very supportive. They feel very strongly that their grandson should be allowed to be exactly what he wants to be. And their reaction has been quite strong in that if anyone has anything to say about it, they will donor them.
Ah, there you go. You're going to get donored. Careful. Melanie, we're going to talk about how a child gets into a social life and some of the dangers around that and the opportunities and how do you also manage that as a parent. That's coming up in just a moment here on Gay SA Radio, where you are family. We're chatting about gay teens and gay parents and parents who are parents of gay teens and everything in between. We'll be back in just a moment.
Did you miss something on Gay SA Radio? Well, you can always listen to the podcast. Just go to the website, ksaradio.co.za, click on podcasts, scroll down, and listen to your heart's content. KSA Radio, where you are family.
KSA Radio, where you are family. I'm Hendrik. We're in Cape Town. We're talking gay teens. Melanie, tell me, socializing. Your child obviously has got a need to socialize, and teenagers, and somewhere there's going to be sex in the mix. How do you manage that?
So my child's main socializing opportunities have been at the school. Thankfully, he's not isolated, and he has made a handful of good friends. And they have been supportive, straight and gay friends. So that is where he's been socializing. But he has more and more, as he settles into being more of a teenager, he's expressed more of a need to socialize more. Outside of school, he wants to socialize with other gay kids. He basically just wants to hang around with his peers. Mm. Our world is very structured for straight social opportunities. I did some research. I found very little. Zero to no social mixer opportunities. And that's how we came around to this Teen Pride Mixer event. My child is only 14. Mm-hmm. There are many other 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds out there who also want to socialize and mix with each other and find their tribe. Personally, for me, I don't want to have my child sneaking off to a club where he's going to be exposed to possibly drugs and alcohol and start socializing in that way. Mm. I would like for him to do it safely, and I would like for other gay teens to do it safely as well.
Mm-hmm. So what do you envision the Teen Pride Mixer? If you had to sort of imagine the day unfolding, how would that work?
I'm envisioning gay teens and their parents arriving, teens having a snack, listening to some music, playing a couple of games, exchanging phone numbers, setting up little WhatsApp groups, friend groups, chatting, getting to know each other, and making plans to meet again.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like for this to be an opportunity for parents as well. Parents need support as well. I've had a lot of parents reach out to me and ask for help and ask lots of questions. I don't have the answers, mm-hmm. But maybe there are other parents who do. And I'm hoping that when parents come to the mixer with their kids, they will find support for themselves as well.
So there's obviously a danger here that like strange people or people who want to take advantage of this might want to come and you know, spoil the fun. How do you deal with that?
So the invitation has been put up very expressly as every teen must be accompanied by a parent. Mm. When you arrive at the event, I think it's going to be quite easy for us to determine whether you belong there or not. Do you have a kid with you? No. So then why are you here? You will be very gently asked to please leave. This is an event, it's a mixer event for teens, 13 to 18-year-olds, and their parents or a guardian to come and get to know each other. Mm.
So then you know that the right people are going to be there.
Yes.
Yeah. And the venue you're holding this at?
So it's at a school sports field in Claremont.
Okay.
It's at the school's rugby field and clubhouse. It's called Vredenhof Sports Field, and it's in Vredenhof Road in Claremont.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a contained area that you obviously can control and know that you have the right people there.
I have friends, family, and other mums and dads who will help to run informal security for us. And, of course, every parent who attends with their teen will help to also just keep an eye on all of the teens that will be there. Just to note, strictly no drugs, no alcohol, no smoking allowed.
Mm.
These are teenagers. And we are going to be in a public space. Safety and security is a concern. So we ask people to please just respect that.
Mm. No, well, it makes sense. I mean, if it's an event specifically for gay teens and their parents, then those are the people that attend. Yeah. You're on the school ground, so on the rugby field, are you going to do a little parade as well, like a pride parade or something?
We haven't thought of that. I have put the word out and asked for people who are able to come and play some music for us. We need a DJ. We need a sound system. I'd like to play some funky teen tunes to keep the kids entertained for the afternoon. We will be running a quiz based on Marvel, the Marvel universe. You know, I know that teens watch all of these Marvel movies, so we're going to be running a little quiz for them. I am asking for donations for prizes for that quiz. We will be charging an entry fee for the quiz of 20 rand per person who plays in the quiz. It's a minimum of 2 team members. And come and have some fun and compete in that and play for the prizes. And any money that we make off the quiz will go into a kitty for, hopefully, my hope is for us to do this more than once. This is the first time we're trying it. I'm hoping it will be successful and that we can do more of these.
So it seems like you have a lot of experience in managing and organizing these kind of events.
I don't.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that in just a moment. And how do you get the skills? And I didn't know how to do this. Okay.
Now, I'm a mommy.
Well, you've organized many your children's lives and your husband's, I'm sure, in many ways. So you have lots of skills there. We'll talk about that in just a moment here on Gays at Radio, where you are family.
Do you want to meet the person who can introduce you to your next client? Net Your Niche is an online networking platform that reduces the time, money, and effort of traditional marketing and allows you to focus on what truly matters. Meeting someone who can refer you to the exact person you're looking for. No more calling secretaries and being put on hold. Sign up today at a 20% discount and make sure you don't miss out on meeting new clients any longer. Visit us on nyn.co.za or call us on 012-947-9599.
I'm Hendrik here on Gays at Radio with your family, chatting with Melanie, and we're chatting about gay teens and organizing the Teen Pride Mixer. So your son came to you and said, listen, I need a space where we could chat with more kids. And you said, well, okay, let's do this event. How do you get into eventing and organizing all of that?
Hendrik, it really came about with me researching where can my child go and socialize. And I found very little. And as a mum and other parents can relate, when you cannot find it for your child, you have to create it. I have no eventing experience whatsoever. I've had to ask around for ideas and ask for people to come and help. And that's how this all got started.
So I know when we chatted originally, I put you in contact with a Cape Town Pride organizer. What sort of advice did he give you?
So Cape Town Pride, Matthew, has given me great advice around safety and security and eventing in general and what kind of activities I need to consider and how I can think about using this to get a little bit of money in for our next event.
Ah, okay. And the city, do you need any permits or anything like that from them?
No, we aren't. I'm not entirely clear on that yet, on the numbers, as in what the maximum amount of people is that you are below the threshold for permit requirements.
Okay. But I mean, you're at the school also. So
I'm at the school, which I understand is designated as public space, so we can do it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you've got all these activities planned for the day?
It's not a lot of activities. Right now we only have the quiz. I have reached out to an organization that does boot camp sort of things. They offer a mobile service. I'm waiting to hear back from them. They haven't been able to confirm yet because they do have lots of other events on the go. I'm hoping that they can come out and do that. If there's anyone out there who can do something similar and come and do some activities with the teenagers, then that would be great. Right now, the only thing that I have is the quiz. And then we also have received a very generous donation from Levi's SA, and they've donated 3 gift vouchers to the value of 3,000 rand each, which is great.
That's fantastic.
It's generous.
That's a good, that's a good price.
And I'll use those vouchers for lucky draws at the event, and the money that we make from the lucky draws we will use towards the next event.
Talking about that, if you could see this growing over time, what do you want to achieve with it?
I'd like to be able to do it in other areas outside of the southern suburbs. I'd like to see more and more teens coming to join us and their parents. I'd like for it to become a support network for parents. and for teenagers. I want teenagers to come and have fun, interact with each other, get to know people outside of their immediate world, school, and just have this be an event that maybe on a monthly basis our teens can look forward to.
It seems to me also a great opportunity for the parents.
It is.
Because that's the moment you can get them all together and go, let's us have a few activities on our own here and give you some information you might need, because there are all these things that your child might go through. And I think that would be an interesting angle to pursue as well.
If there are any organizations who can come and support us on the day and who are willing to come and speak to parents at the mixer and let parents know where they can go to for resources and support, I'd be really grateful. Please be in contact with me and let's make it happen.
For sure. Well, this is an exciting venture. I think it's the first time I've heard of this in South Africa at all. I don't think we've done this ever in South Africa.
I certainly haven't found it.
I've not seen it before, and I'm on Facebook a lot. so you're doing some trailblazing work here. That's quite admirable. Wow.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to talk about the details of the event, where it is, how parents can get into contact with you and arrange to attend. And that's all coming up right here in a moment after this musical break.
In years gone by, we used to have portable radios. These days, we have smartphones. And you can listen to Gay SA Radio by downloading the app from the iTunes Store, from Google Play, or the BlackBerry App World.
Okay, so Radio, where you are, family. I'm Hendrik. I've just broken my pen. And I'm with Melody here in the studio, and we're chatting about the Teen Pride Mixer. Now, this isn't a specific event, like we just said. It's probably the first time this is happening. We'll find out, but I've not seen anything like this before. So we need details. Where, when, how do they get into contact with you, all of that?
Okay, so the mixer is on the 31st of August. That's a Saturday. It's going to be in the afternoon from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Claremont at the Vredenhof Sports Field, which is in Vredenhof Road in Claremont. We just must please put the word out there that every teen must be accompanied by a responsible adult or guardian. And this is just for the sake of safety.
Yeah, this is not a free-for-all. This is not an open event that's free to everybody.
No, it's not open and free.
This is for parents who want to bring their LGBTQ plus kid to an event of that nature and otherwise won't be allowed in.
Yep. Strictly no drugs, no alcohol, no smoking. And we, as mentioned, we will be running the quiz on the afternoon. We're going to have those lucky draws. I have set up a Facebook page, Teen Pride Mixer Cape Town. The events have been loaded onto the Facebook page, so please go and give our page a follow and indicate whether you'll be attending the event. We'd like to see the numbers climbing. And I've also put on the Facebook page details of some of the things that we are needing to make this a success and to hopefully have another event.
So what do you need?
So the one thing that I'm really struggling to find, oddly enough, is someone to come out and do first aid for us on the afternoon.
Okay.
I am concerned about safety and security, obviously, and I think, look, fingers crossed, nothing goes wrong, but in the event that there is a small accident or someone is ill, if someone could come out and do first aid for us for the afternoon, for those couple of hours, that would be great. I'm also looking to audio equipment. Because, like I said, I'd like to be able to play some music for the teens.
Won't be an event for a teen if there's no music.
If there's no music, yeah. If there are any DJs out there, maybe LGBTQI aspiring teen DJs, that would be fantastic. Would you like to come and showcase your DJing skills at our mixer? That would be fantastic. And if there's anyone who is able to come and do activities for those couple of hours.
You were saying things like adventure kind of things.
Adventure boot camp. Yeah, just to keep them entertained, please be in touch. Reach out and let's make it happen.
How do people get in touch with you?
So via the Facebook page, which is Teen Pride Mixer Cape Town, or the email address is teenpridemixer.capetown@gmail.com or on my mobile, which is 082-040-1870.
Okay. So the easiest way is just go to Facebook and go find Teen Pride Mixer Cape Town.
Yes.
Teen Pride Mixer Cape Town, that's it. And then you can get everything mm-hmm. from there. That's probably the easiest thing.
And we're looking for some prizes, please, mm-hmm. that we can use for the quiz. We are going to be charging for people to participate in the quiz. It's a Marvel quiz, so your teenagers will know their Marvel characters in the Marvel universe better than I do. I certainly don't. A minimum of two team members to enter the quiz, R20 per team member. And just to note that any money that we make off this is going to be used to plan the next event.
The next one, yes. No, mm-hmm. this is going to become
and hopefully we will grow from strength to strength, and this will be not just a once-off. It will become a monthly event. That's my dream. That's my blue sky universe dream right now. We need it.
No,
need
certainly. It. The young children and teenagers need an outlet for meeting people and chatting about the things that are important to them. And
teens need to, they need to find their tribe.
Mm.
And maybe at this mixer, they can find their tribe.
Well, I am very excited about this venture. I think you're going to do fantastic and you're doing great work.
Thank you.
We're certainly supporting you all the way. And
Thank you. We'll
see if we can drum up some more support for you
in the
process and see if I can get some of my contacts to do some things for you.
Thank you so much.
So we'll wrap this all up in just a moment here on Gay SA Radio. The Teen Pride Mixer happening at Cape Town in Claremont on the 31st of August. So we'll wrap this up in just a moment. I'm Hendrik for Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
Like any good radio station, Gay SA Radio has an extensive blog, which is updated almost daily. We even have a blogger that writes articles just for you. Come and visit gaysaradio.co.za.
Gay SA Radio, where you are family. I'm Hendrik. And Melanie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
And
thank
sharing
you for
this wonderful event with us.
Thank you for the support.
No, look, I think this is the thing that's so important for us here, because like I've been saying the whole day, you are family. We think of ourselves as family, and you know, we need to help each other and support each other where we can. I know families don't always get along, and people in the community don't always get along, but when push comes to shove.
Hendrik, I say this to my son all the time, we can fight. But that doesn't mean we don't love each other.
Indeed. It might mean we might love each other very much. I'm trying very hard to make the best for you.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing, fighting hard for your child and other LGBT kids.
And other LGBT kids.
Yeah. There's so little for them, isn't there?
There's so little social opportunities for them. It's really sad.
Mm.
It's scant. There's almost nothing out there.
Mm.
Can we make this happen? Can we... Please help me make this happen. We need this for our teens. They need a safe, welcoming social space.
And this is what we're creating now through this Teen Pride Mixer that you're doing. And it's going to spread. We're going to get wildfire going here.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah. And, well, look, Cape Town is a very privileged town in so many ways in this, if we're talking LGBTQ plus sort of things. But go out into not far from here and where it's a little bit more rural, and things become even more tough for those kids, hey?
It's really sad.
Yeah.
Breaks my heart. I hate to think of it. Look, my vision is, please, no teen left behind.
Mm.
No kid left behind.
No kid left behind, indeed. Thank you so very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having
chat.
Me.
Okay. We will be sending you some links to the YouTube video. That'll be on the article that will accompany the podcast of this, so you can go and check out all the kids and see what this is really about. And if you are a parent of a gay child and you want to come and join the fun, well, get in touch with Melanie through the Facebook page. Teen Pride Mixer Cape Town is where you go for all of that. So there you have it. You can find this on a podcast as well, and read the article, see the pictures, and certainly I'll be there and see if we can do some interviews on the day, specifically with parents. That's something I'm very interested in.
Wonderful.
Yes. Good. This is Gay SA Radio. We are family. Until next time, we'll speak again.